Good afternoon. Happy Friday. Well, it wasn't a great end to the week, unfortunately. The ASX 200 down 37 points, 0.6% drop to 6,004 points. So we still managed to close just above that key psychological level, which is 6,000 points. It was the third decline of the week as well. Two things which didn't help today, probably the one that had the biggest impact on the market this afternoon, was the fact that tensions between the US and China have started to ramp up again. So President Trump issued two executive orders imposing new limits on some social media sites, including TikTok and also WeChat. So that was certainly not well received. It was one reason why we had Dow futures also turning negative this afternoon. Secondly, perhaps less importantly for markets, but earlier today we had the Reserve Bank coming out and flagging a slower recovery for the Aussie economy in 2021. So it now expects the economy this year to decline about 6% and then only to bounce back by 5% in 2021. Just a couple of months ago, it thought that that could be see an improvement of something like 6%. So that was seen a little bit disappointing. Rates are probably still going to remain low for a number of years at the moment. And the RBA also thinks that the unemployment rate is probably going to hit a high of about 10% at some stage this year. So not only did that seem to push the market back perhaps a little lower, but the Aussie dollar also took a little bit of a hit. But the good news, I guess, is that the market still managed to lift about 1.3% this week. It was the first weekly improvement in three, and it really came courtesy of just the performance we had on the market on Tuesday, where shares rose quite impressively. So that was, I guess, the good news, if you can call that. But on the coronavirus front, a mixed bag. I guess the good news out of Victoria is that we're not seeing an increase in the number of new daily cases, but still uncomfortably high at 450 new cases. That is an improvement on the 471 announced yesterday, and certainly better than the more than 700 which we've had on two occasions now in the past couple of weeks. In New South Wales, 11 new cases announced, which is slightly better than the 12 announced over the past 3 days. But a risk for New South Wales will be the growing list of people that are testing positive with no known links to active clusters. So that certainly is a risk to watch because it's more difficult, I guess, to try and predict where the actual new clusters could be. But as far as the different sectors and stocks go today, it was quite a messy affair across the market, but no area of the share market weighed more heavily than the mining sector. BHP and Rio dropped back, Rio down about 3. Some of the gold miners like Newcrest and Northern Star also fell back a bit. Healthcare companies underperformed with Fisher and Paykel down 3, ResMed, CSL also dropped back. We also heard from IAG, the owner of NRMA, with its latest annual profit results. Not that well received by the market because it fell back by about 1%. It announced a 60% slump in profit for the 2020 financial year to $435 million. Of course, lots of bad weather, plenty of claims around that, but also the coronavirus situation has been a bit of a negative as well for many of these insurers. There were some winners across the market. It included travel stocks like Flight Centre, which rose by a healthy 6%, but has a long way to go if it's going to get back to where it was at the end of 2019. In fact, it's still down about 70% year to date. We also heard from REA Group today, the owner of realestate.com.au, the largest property classifieds website in Australia, jumped about 2%. And this was despite announcing a fall in revenues and a fall in profits as well, and also a dividend. Now, the reason why the shares rose seemed to be that the results, even though there were a decline, were actually better than what the 11 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg were actually forecasting for the group. It also has made a big effort in bringing down cost as much as possible. And obviously, it's been impacted substantially by the coronavirus, which has reduced the number of properties that have come up for sale. And that obviously directly impacts REA Group as a company. Redbubble, one of the best performers, up 17% today. This is an online marketplace for independent artists to basically sell their artwork, and it announced some massive gains in sales recently around this coronavirus pandemic period. So sales have doubled in July, up 43% over the year. And News Corp, the media group, also came out with some results today, well received, because it's up about 5%. Now, on the economic front tonight, there'll be a few things to watch. The big one will certainly be an update on jobs growth out of the US. Now, at the moment, the market's expecting the addition of about 2 million jobs in the month of July. The unemployment rate could also drop back by about a percent from 11.1 down to 10.2%. Big surprises here could be the sort of thing that moves around currencies and also bonds. Looking forward to next week, a few things to watch, but one will be an increase in the number of companies releasing profit results. We'll hear from Telstra, CBA, AMP, Treasury Wine Estates, SEEK and many others. We'll get updates on jobs or Aussie employment on Thursday. That will be for the month of July. At this stage, the market is expecting the unemployment rate to jump to 7.5%. We think it could jump up a bit more than that to 7.9%. So big surprises here could move currencies around. We get plenty of data out of China. Next Friday will be the busiest day of the month, actually, for updates on our largest trading partner. And the Aussie dollar finally quite strong, 72.1 US. Enjoy the weekend and we'll see you next week.